Thank you for joining Sharon Baptist Church today. You're about to hear a message from Pastor James Strickland. Now, we are open for services on Sundays at 10:45 a.m. Our address is 2628 Shady Lane Avenue in Concord, North Carolina. You can find us on our website and get directions sent straight to your phone at SharonBaptistConcord.com. If you don't feel comfortable, now we do the temperatures at the door. We do the mask. We pass out those if you'd like. But if you don't feel comfortable, you are welcome to watch us on Facebook at Sharon Baptist Concord. Now, this message that Pastor James Strickland is about to preach is perfect for what we're going through right now. It's entitled Faith for Fearful Days. And it's going to be all about how, you remember when Moses got stuck up against the Red Sea and Pharaoh's army was behind him and there's mountains on both sides of him and he's just trapped. And that kind of, and a lot of us just feel, it's just coming from everywhere. What do I do? Well, this message will help. Here's Pastor James Strickland.
I don't know about you, but I'll speak for me and all the experiences of my life. I've had some wonderful high mountaintop experiences, and I've had some valley experiences. Probably some of those mountaintop experiences I have forgotten. But those valley experiences, you don't forget, do you? And when the Lord brings you through, how thankful we are that even in the valleys, our Lord restores our soul. Indeed, He does. And that's what we need today, because our nation's going through some dark valley experiences. And I've chosen a message to preach today, and I'm going to title it, Faith for Fearful Days. And certainly we need to have not only faith, but extended faith, more faith today in these fearful days which we're facing. And I've chosen a passage that I think kind of depicts that. If you'll turn with me, please, in your scriptures to the book of Exodus, chapter number 14. I'm going to begin reading at verse number 10 and read through verse number 20. Exodus 14, verses 10 through verse 20. And look at the theme today. Faith for fearful days. Exodus chapter 14 and verse number 10. And when Pharaoh drew nigh, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them, and they were sore afraid. And the children of Israel cried out unto the Lord, and they said unto Moses, because there were no graves in Egypt, hast thou taken us away to die in the wilderness? Wherefore hast thou dealt thus with us, to carry us forth out of Egypt? Is not this the word that we did tell thee in Egypt, saying, let us alone, that we may serve the Egyptians? For it had been better for us to serve the Egyptians than that we should die in the wilderness. And Moses said unto the people, fear ye not, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. For the Egyptians which ye have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever. The Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. And the Lord said unto Moses, wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel, that they go forward. But lift thou up thy rod, and stretch out thine hand over the sea, and divide it, and the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea. And behold, I will harden the hearts of the Egyptians, and they shall follow them, and I will get me honor upon Pharaoh, and upon all his host, upon his chariots, and upon his horsemen. And the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord, when I have gotten me honor upon Pharaoh, and upon his chariots, and upon his horsemen. And the anger of God, and the angel of God which went before the camp of Israel, removed and went behind them, and the pillar of the cloud went from before their face, and stood behind them. And it came between the camp of the Egyptians and the camp of Israel, and it stood as a was a cloud and darkness to them, but it gave light by night to these, so that the one came not near the other all the night. This is just a short time. As the Israelites were now being delivered from Egyptian captivity and Egyptian slavery, they were miraculously delivered from bondage and slavery through the miraculous hand of God, through the 10 plagues that you can study and read about those for yourself, through the great 10 plagues that God sent upon the Egyptians and delivered Israel from their slavery and bondage. Now, they hadn't done it themselves. They didn't have a thing to do with their deliverance. It was all God. It was all the miracle of God. It was all the grace of God. Can't you see a similarity here? How that we at one time were held bondage and in slavery and sin and to sin and the world. And it took the miraculous hand of God. It took the very grace of God to deliver us from sin and to deliver us from the world. We didn't do it ourselves. Didn't have a thing in the world to do with it. It was all God, all the miracles of God, and all the very grace of God that did it for us, just as it did, as He did for them. Now, they begin to march. They're moving out from Egypt now, and they're going to a place called the Promised Land, a place called Canaan. In your life and mine, when you gave your life to Jesus, whenever it was, you began a pilgrimage. You and we all together began a journey. They were going to march from Egypt to their homeland, to the Promised Land, to the land of Canaan. When you got saved, you started on a journey from this world to our homeland that we call, of course, heaven. And in this journey between them going from Egypt to the Promised Land, and for us going from the day that you got saved until the day you step your foot on the streets of glory, there are many days, sometimes many years, in between those two events, and many events take place in that journey. They face some horrible events. And we're going to face and have faced some horrible events. Things that are going on today, some very things that we are notably, you can't help but notice, some horrible things that are going on. For them, as well as for us, these were some fearful days. And these are some fearful days in which we're living today. And like Israel, we're facing some terrible, terrible days. But be of good cheer. Be excited. We need to be strong, as Moses told Israel. He said, don't you fear. Fear not. He said, stand still. Hold your peace. Trust the Lord. Keep your faith in Him. Before you get home in heaven, we're going to have to exercise a lot of faith. Things you can't see. Things you can't figure out. Things you can't do. Things you have no control over whatsoever. We just have to trust those things to the very hand of God. Listen, these days for Israel, Moses was trying to explain to them, don't let these days discourage you. Don't let these days defeat you. These days ought to excite you because of what God's doing in your lives. What a great journey they'd begun. What a great journey we've begun. What great things God has done for us. We ought to be excited today as a church, more so than ever, if nothing more than this. You're closer home today than you've ever been before. If you can't get excited about anything else, get excited about that. It should cause our faith to increase, not to decrease. We know from history, we know from the pages of God's Word, God promised them when He delivered them, He would bring them to the land of promise, their homeland, Israel, the land of Canaan. And we know from history, God did what He said He would do. Through many years and a lot of trials, a lot of problems, but God brought them through and they did get to the homeland. They did get to Canaan. They did get to the Promised Land. So from history, we know that God did it for them. So by the very fact they put your faith in God's Word, you know if God promised us from the day you got saved, He's going to get you to heaven. What He did for them, He'll do for us. It may take us years and many events and sometimes some tearful days and terrible things and horrible events and fears and things, but we will get there to our homeland. We will too, just like they did, get there. Now, I want to take this passage and look at some things that they experienced and have us to look at them from our point of view today and see how we need to exhibit faith in these fearful days in which we're living. First of all, notice this. I want you to see their fear. Verses 10 through 12. I'll just kind of summarize it. They've just now been parting Egypt, moving toward the Red Sea. Things were just going well until someone in the back of the crowd said, Pharaoh's coming. Pharaoh and untold numbers of chariots and soldiers are pursuing us. And the Bible says they were sore afraid. When Pharaoh realized his loss in losing the whole nation of Israel, when he realized his loss, do you see what he did? He mustered up 600 chariots with seasoned men of war to drive those chariots and make war against Israel. He assembled 100,000 footmen to pursue Israel. Isn't that just like the world? Isn't that just like the devil? Isn't that what's going on today? The masses are mounting against us. And so many people today are just sore afraid of what might take place. Sore afraid of what's happening. When it says they were sore afraid, we would say they scared them to death. That's a term we might use today. Fear is one of the greatest tools that the devil uses against God's people. Look how it worked on Israel here. When they saw the potential of what was coming from behind them, they were sore afraid. They were scared to death. The devil does us the same way, doesn't he? You're not going to make it as a church. You're not going to make it as a nation. You're not going to make it to heaven. There's nothing to this Christianity. God's not real. Jesus Christ was nobody but another man. Nothing to it. You're not going to make it. Listen, they'll do anything they can to thwart God's plan for your life and for mine, for our church and our nation, just like the Egyptians tried to do to Israel. Pharaoh was certain. He'd just muster up his army. He'd just go out there again and recapture them and bring them back into slavery again. And here they are at the brink of the Red Sea. And now the Egyptians are pursuing from the rear. Look at Israel's position. They couldn't go forward. There was a Red Sea. They couldn't certainly go backward. They'd face the Egyptians. They couldn't go left. There were mountains. They couldn't go to the right. There were mountains. So they were, you might say, would say today, they were just boxed in. And then they began to turn on God. Listen to me carefully, beloved. At any time in your life, this is not the time to turn on God. Not the time to turn against God. They turned against God. They turned against God's man, Moses. And they made accusations, well, Moses, were there no graves in Egypt? We could just lived out there and died. We'd rather serve the Egyptians in slavery than to come out here in this wilderness where you brought us. You brought us into an ambush. We're not going to survive. We're all going to die out here. It's all your fault. So they turned against God and turned against God's man. They believed they were defeated. Listen, if you believe you're going to be defeated, you're going to be defeated. Amen? You are. What do? When the Red Sea's before you, Egyptians behind you, mountains to the left and right, and you can't advance anywhere, what do? Nowhere to go. No way out. That's the way they saw it. Many people today see no way out, nowhere to go, nothing to do in the situation that's going on in our nation today. Fear just running rampant in our nation today. Would people today rather die in the world and die in sin and die to what's going on today rather than trust God with faith? But here you see fear. But I'm glad, thank God, God had more to say than to Moses, through Moses, than to just speak to their fear. God has more to say to us today than just living in constant fear. I want you to see not just their fear, I want you to see their faith. Look at verse 13. And Moses said unto the people, fear ye not, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show you today. For the Egyptians whom you have seen today, you shall see them again, no more forever. Here was Moses' command from the Lord. God said, Moses, you tell Israel to fear not. That's the word God says to us today, to the church today, to your life, to my life. He says, fear not. Don't fear the devil. Don't fear the world. Don't fear what's going on today. Just don't fear these fearful days. He said to Israel, don't you fear. God said, don't fear. Then he said also, stand still. Stand still here literally means, like a military term, it means hold your ranks. It means don't give up, don't be defeated, don't go forward, don't go backward, don't do anything. Just stand where you are. And Paul reaffirmed this over in the New Testament in Ephesians when Paul said, having done all that you can do, he said, stand. That's a command from God here through Moses. Hold your position, he says. Hold your ranks. Don't fear. Don't flee. Stand firm in the promises of God. What did God promise them? He was going to send them forth from Egypt to Canaan. What's God's promise to us? He saved me and he told me, will you give your heart to me? I'm going to take you to heaven to be with me one day. John 14. If I go and prepare a place for you, I'll come again to receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also, you see? So the promises are just as true to us as it was to Israel. Hold your position, church. Stand still. Hold your ranks. Don't fear. Well, that's God's word to us through the word today, just as much as it was through Moses to the Israelites in that day. He said, fear not. Stand still. But notice what else he said. He said, Israel, see the salvation of the Lord on your behalf today. Stand still. Hold your peace. Stand firm. Hold your ranks. And you're going to see the salvation of the Lord to you today. Now, we know from history that's exactly what it was. God took care of the situation, didn't he? God says to us the same thing. Hold your peace, stand fast, don't give up. Well, he said, I'm going to show you today what God's going to do for you. And I promise you, through God's word and the authority of God's word, God said, I'll show you one day what I'm going to do for you. Jesus Christ is coming soon. He's going to lift us out of this world, take us home to be in heaven with him. He's going to deal the situation here. You might say, just like you would say through Moses on that day, don't worry about it, Israel. I've got this. God would say to us today, don't you worry, church, about what's going on. I've got this. His great deliverance was coming to them that day. They knew it. His great deliverance for us may not come today, but listen to me, it's going to come. These days will come to us. If we'll fear not, he said, stand still and you will see the salvation of the Lord for you. So you see their fear, their faith. Put your faith in God. Trust him. God will take care of it. But then see their fight. Verses 14 through 20, I'll not read them again. Really, it wasn't their fight at all, was it? They didn't have to shoot an arrow, throw a spear, do a charge. They didn't have to do anything. They didn't have to fight at all. He said, just stand still and see what God's going to do. It was God's battle. It wasn't theirs. It was God doing the fighting. God, he said, the Lord will fight for you today. Listen, It's always been God's fight. It's never been your fight and mine. If it were ours, we'd certainly, surely be defeated, would we not? But see, since it's not ours, and it's the Lord who goes to battle for us, as best I can remember, and as best I can read the Word of God, God's never lost a battle. Amen? He's not going to lose the war. He's not going to lose a campaign. God's never lost one. And He's not about to start today in these days in which you and I are living. We're on the victory side. Amen. We're on the victory side. He said, Moses, you tell Israel, I'm going to take care of this battle. All you have to do is just stand still, hold your position, be at peace, and watch and see how God is going to work for you. We know God did it for Israel, don't we? History bears it out. If He did it for Israel, surely He'll do it for us, won't He? God's no different today than He was in that day, is He? Doesn't the Bible teach us God's the same yesterday, today, and forever? He said, Moses, that rod in your hand, it came to be known, by the way, the rod of God. He said, Moses, that rod of God in your hand. He said, just stretch out that rod across the Red Sea. And I'm going to divide the Red Sea. And the Bible says in the book of Psalms, it's a little strong language, but it says with one snort of God's nostril. God just blew His nose, you might say. And He blew back a hole in the Red Sea, backed up the Red Sea, a hole wide enough that 2.5 million Jews walked through on dry ground. Did you read that in here? They walked through on dry ground in one night. And listen to me, not one of them was lost. Not one lost his sandals in a muddy bottom. It was dry ground. A hole big enough for 2.5 million Jews to walk through. God did one blast of His nostril. Listen. God wants us to hear this. He's got this today. It may not look like it to you. It may not look like it to the politicians. It may not look like it to the church. But I'm going to tell you, on the authority of God's Word, God's got it. He's going to give us the victory. Listen. All the Pharaoh's men, all the Pharaoh's horsemen, all the charioteers, all of Pharaoh's army, thinking they had Israel where they wanted them, they pursued relentlessly. And they go into the very depths of the Red Sea on dry ground, mind you. But, oh, what happened? If you've read your history, you'll know it says this. Their chariot wheels got stuck in the mud. Well, where was the mud? It was dry ground when Israel went through. But now the chariot's wheels are stuck in the mud, and God brings the water back. And God brings the sea back together. And all of them were lost. That's why God said, Moses, you tell them they'll not see the Egyptians from this day forward. They'll see them no more. Why wouldn't they see them anymore? They were drowned in the depths of the Red Sea. So listen, beloved, don't forget. Fight's not yours. It's not mine. The fight's not even the church's. We're just to stand still, hold our peace, hold our ranks, and see the salvation that our God's going to bring us. He brought them deliverance. He's brought us salvation. He'll bring us ultimate deliverance when Jesus comes again. So you see, we've seen something about their fear, something about their faith, which is very small. We've seen something about the fight. It was God's fight. But I want you to see something about their future. Verse 13, verse 15. He said, Moses, you tell Israel, don't you fear the Egyptians. After today, you'll see them no more. Listen, after that day, they didn't see them anymore. They were gone. After a day, in the fullness of God our Father's timing, Jesus Christ is going to come roll back the eastern sky. Just like God rolled back the Red Sea, He's going to roll back the eastern sky, and our Lord's going to descend in the air and say, Church, come up. And we're going to be delivered. It'll be more than 2.5 million, But we're all going up. Not a one, listen, will be lost. It's been saved. Not a one will be left behind. Every single one who knows the Lord shall be ultimately caught up and delivered from this world of sin and from this world of Satan. Just on that day. No other day in history for Israel. No other day in history future to us except the rapture of the church is going to come. Our future looks just as bright, even brighter today than it ever has before because of the very faith you trust you put into God's Word. He said, Moses, you tell Israel, go forward. Oh, they can go forward now. There's a hole big enough to go through. Where they saw no way, God made a way. Listen, you may not see a way out of what dilemma is going on in our nation today. Certainly we can't predict what's going to happen, but I do say this. God's going to make a hole in that one day, and He's going to make a way for us to go through. Just as surely as He did then, He's going to do it again. Just don't be fearful. Don't be defeated. They saw no way to go forward, but yet Moses said, God said, children, go forward. You may not see a way for the church to go forward today. But I tell you what God said. Church, go forward. It's time to go forward. Unless you're fearful and defeated, well, God made a way then. I repeat again, God's the same today as it was then. Amen? Amen. God made a way then. God will make a way right now. Just as surely as He did then. So let's take this passage. Let's take these scriptures and exercise more faith in these so-called fearful days. Listen, there's a lot of grumbling and growling and going on by the devil, but I'm going to tell you something. His bite's been taken care of. We're going through, and we're going up. And listen, until that day comes, we're going to go forward for the Lord. Amen? Trust yourself to that fact. We will go forward. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, I want to thank You today for Your blessed Word. I take new encouragement, new excitement in what I've read today and what I've studied and what You've given us to share, to know that ultimate defeat is not ours. Ultimate delivery is ours because of our Lord Jesus Christ. Help our church to understand. Help those who may be viewing us or listening to us. Help them to take on new courage today and be excited about the very fact that the victory is ours and we are on the winning side. Our Lord will give us a way, make a way for us. And He will deliver us one day, we believe soon. We're waiting and watching and looking for Him every day. So help us, Lord, this day, I pray, not to be sore afraid, but to put our faith even more so in what You're going to do. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Well, thank you for joining us today. That was Pastor James Strickland in his message, Faith for Fearful Days. If you'd like to find out more about us, check out our website, thesharonbaptistconcord.com. You can also join us for services tomorrow at 10:45. Our address is 2628 Shady Lane Avenue, right here in Concord, North Carolina. If you don't feel comfortable, now we do have masks and we take temperatures at the door, but if you don't feel comfortable, feel free to join us on Facebook. We live stream our service as well at Sharon Baptist Concord. Well, we hope you enjoyed the message. I did. One of my favorite parts was when they walked across on dry ground and the chariots came behind them and the wheels got stuck in mud. Do you see that? They got stuck in mud. There wasn't any mud. It was dry ground. You see how God always takes care of things. God always takes care of everything. Remember, God loves you. If you're a Christian and you've given your life to Him, He's got you. If you're not yet a Christian, I urge you, check out our website. Listen to a sermon, SharonBaptistConcord.com. Get in a Bible. Start in the book of John. I urge you, it's a matter of life and death forever. We hope to see you here next week. God bless you.